Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yo, yo, yo. How is everybody doing? How are we doing? We got another edition of the Big Dog Solo Pod called The Three Pump Chump, where I go over three things that I want to talk about that, you know, we don't usually get to hit on PSO because we got all this other stuff we got to talk about. So, this is just me. It's just the Big Dog. It's just Chasey J. That's it. No Caleb. No Luke, no Nick, it's just me. So, if that turns you guys off, you can have the door hit you on the ass on the way out. But, if you want to stick around, I'm going to be going over some interesting stuff today, I feel. But first, make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. Check out Twitch channels for PSO Caleb. If you're interested in watching gaming, he plays a lot of Warzone. And if you like MLB The Show and just chatting, make sure you check out Baker, which is BAK3R. Check him out on Twitch as well. So the three things I'm going to cover, I'm talk about it a little bit, you know. So the first one is going to be the Nets series. We're going to talk about a little bit about that. Also, just so everybody knows, right now it is Sunday for me. And the Suns-Nuggets game is going on currently, so some of my stuff might be a little outdated. The Suns might have, you know, advanced to the Western Conference Finals by now. I don't know. If I had to guess, that's probably what I would go with. But, I mean, that's just my prediction here. They lead 3-0 over the Nuggets. But the Bucks and Nets game is over. And that's what I want to lead off on. I want to lead off on this Nets series. And then we're going to go into the Clippers. And then we're going to talk a little football at the end. How's that sound? Everybody ready? Okay. So, this Nets series, it's tied up. It's two apiece. The Bucks won 107-96 over the Brooklyn Nets. A lot happened in this game that is really worrisome for the Nets. KD shot like shit. 1-for-8 from 3. 9-for-25 from the field. He had 28 points on 13 boards, but I mean, that efficiency is not good. Kyrie is probably the main topic of this conversation. Kyrie Irving only played 17 minutes. He rolled his ankle, and it looked like a high ankle sprain type of injury. It didn't look good. Looked like it hurt, to be honest. You know, the Big Dog's rolled his ankle a couple times. But damn, that looked rough. That looked rough. And this Brooklyn Nets team, as we know, and as we've seen throughout the season, just like many other teams, they've struggled with injury problems. And just like, you know, most of PSO's takes, me and Caleb came on this podcast and said that the series was over after two games. Since then, we had a 1970s old school matchup between the Nets and Milwaukee, where Milwaukee won 86-83. No, that wasn't the halftime score. That was the final score. And now it is a tied series at 2-2 after Milwaukee. I mean, they kind of had the game in hand after Kyrie got knocked out. I mean, it was basically all of them. P.J. Tucker, he had 13 points, 7 boards. Giannis had 34 and 12, shot very efficiently as well. Middleton, great second option, great second scoring option, 19 points for him. So, let's talk about it. We're tied at 2-2. I want to apologize, you know, on behalf of PSO, on behalf of PSO Caleb, and say that, you know, maybe we shouldn't be calling series after 2 games. Maybe that's not how we do it. Because the old adage is, it's not a series until somebody wins on the road. Which is true. Which is true. I think this game's going to go, or this series is going to go 7. I don't know shit about what's going on with James Harden. He still has that, I believe it's a hamstring problem. And now Kyrie's out. I think this is going to be a really interesting series now. If Kyrie plays the next game, I would be surprised. I would be surprised. It looked like a high ankle sprain. Remember what that did to LeBron? I know it's playoff basketball now, but you know who's not really in the best of condition because he took a lot of months off? It's Kyrie. I don't know if this is going to work out in the Nets' favor. I really don't. You know, KD's a dog. We know that. I think we need to, you know, the red alarms are going off here for the Nets. I don't think people understand because we just think of the Nets as this unbeatable force. You know, everybody's talking about the resurgence of Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin's averaging 10 points a game, ladies and gentlemen. He's an amazing, you know, sixth option. You know, a guy that can give you 10 points a game is reliable in the league. He gave you 8 tonight. He is going to be the guy that needs to step up. You know, Bruce Brown's had a great season off the bench. He's going to have to step up. Joe Harris only had 8 points in this game. 8? There's going to be a lot of pressure on KD. A lot of pressure. I don't know what's going to happen with Harden. I don't know if Harden will be back for this series. I don't even know if Harden will make it to the next series. Nobody knows. Just like most of the shit that's happened with the Nets this year, we don't know anything. This is a series, ladies and gentlemen. The Nets are not an unbeatable force. And me and Caleb kind of, we fucked up. We fucked up. I am the one that said, I thought Utah was going to win the title this year. I thought it was going to be one of those years where a team that's been relatively healthy the entire season is going to be the one that outlasts the teams that just have a lot of talent that can't stay healthy. Well, I think I still might be wrong on that take, but there's so much talent on this Nets roster, a lot of talent, but you can't put your breads in the basket of a team that can't stay healthy. And that's kind of what we all did. We all were picking Brooklyn. Brooklyn's just going to steamroll through it. Brooklyn's going to do this. Brooklyn's going to do that. Well, guess what? Just like most of the season, another star goes down on Brooklyn. And guess what? Milwaukee is not a damn pushover team. They were embarrassed those first 2 games. They got their asses clapped those first 2 games. Guess what? Giannis is showing his strength against the adversity. I came on this podcast with Caleb, and one of the topics we talked about was if Giannis had it in him. If you could win a title with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. They get past this series. You're going to Philly. And you're playing or Philly or Atlanta. Who are you favoriting in that series? In either one of them? Atlanta, I mean, no offense to Atlanta. They've had a hell of a season. An incredible season. Trae Young, John Collins, all those guys. Big pat on your back, but you're going up against Giannis, Middleton, and Holiday? No. I can see Drew Holiday shutting down Trae right off the bat. And then on the other end, you got the 76ers. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Seth Curry. Seth Curry's been incredible this year. The thing is, Ben Simmons has struggled this playoffs. Nobody wants to talk about it, but Ben Simmons, I mean, people are talking about it, obviously, but not as much as they should. You know, he just can't, he can't fucking score. Joel Embiid's out there with half an ACL or a half a meniscus. And then you got a healthy Milwaukee team coming in there? Yikes. Yikes. We got a series. I don't know who's going to win. I'm not here. Usually I'm the guy that will make a prediction. I don't know. I really don't know. I think this next game, which is game 5, I think this is going to be the game that KD needs to establish why people thought he was one of the best players in the league before he got hurt with Golden State. This is it. He has to do it. He has to do it. You want to talk about overcoming adversity? You know who's not? I mean, people are still going to talk shit on KD just because it's KD. But. If Harden and Kyrie are both out, and you got KD going out there and he single-handedly wins a series against the Milwaukee Bucks and a two-time MVP in Giannis Antetokounmpo and an all-defensive type talent in Jrue Holiday and another guy that's an unbelievable defender in Chris Middleton, a very well-run team. If KD can do that, KD, you will be sent to the moon. He will. He will. The man is already one of the most underrated players, in my opinion, just because of all the hate he gets. You know, there's not many people that defend KD nowadays. There just ain't. Who he ring chase? He did this. I don't give a shit. Okay, cool. He did do that. He's still one of the best basketball players of our lifetime, if not the best scorer in my lifetime. Him and Kobe. Two unbelievable scorers. You know, I wasn't in the Jordan era. But damn. KD is 7 foot tall. Monster of a man that can shoot threes. He can defend well. This is KD. This is the time for KD to really shut everybody up. He thought he was going to do it whenever he won the first title, but obviously people were so bitter about it. They're so pissed that he joined the Warriors and the super team and everything. Now this is it. KD, you got to sweat a little bit. You know, you don't have Draymond and Klay and Steph and these guys that, hey, you know, you're off a little bit. You're fine. No. And now you don't have Kyrie and Harden. You are by yourself, KD. Prove it. Make these people shut the fuck up. I'm all for it. I love KD. I love him. I think he's an amazing player. And I think people disrespect him too much. He's got to prove it. He's got to prove it in this series. I think this Kyrie injury, I'm telling you, it's either going to be Kyrie's playing and you can obviously see that he's hobbled, or Kyrie's going to be out for a little bit. All right. Number 2. My second pump, I guess you should say. Let's talk about this Clippers series. All right. Another series that me and Caleb kind of talked about a little bit. The Clippers, yesterday, which was Saturday, they won 132-106. Very dominant in that game. The big, big storyline in this one is Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell left the game with an injury. The timetable is, you know, obviously it's the NBA, so we don't really know the extent of the injury because some of these guys, you know, go out there and play and, you know, Donovan Mitchell didn't play the rest of the game after he left with the ankle pain is what ESPN reported it as. The Jazz were the team that I picked to win the NBA title this year. It's the one time that I went against, you know, the status quo. And I picked a non-favorite, I guess. Even though Utah's the number one seed, come on. Going into this playoffs, we got, you know, the Lakers. You got, you know, Brooklyn, you know, Milwaukee, 76ers. All these great teams that most people would put above the Utah Jazz. I picked Utah just because they've stayed healthy this year. And now we are hitting the part of the playoffs where injuries really play a huge role in it. It's just one game. Clippers just won one game. But Donovan Mitchell's not 100% for this, that ain't good. That ain't good at all. He had 30 points in 32 minutes. 30 points in 32 minutes. Let's compare him to other starters. Joe Ingles, 19 points. Gobert, 12. Bogdanovich, 9. Royce O'Neal, 12. We take out 30 points from that. 30? I mean, I know, you know, somebody else step up, take more shots, whatever. Damn. That really hurts them. That hurts them bad. I mean, that's the most obvious take I can have. But if Donovan Mitchell's not 100%, this is a take I'm going to give out. I think LA can win four straight. I think the Clippers can. I really, really do. Kawhi had 34 in this game. Kawhi has really stepped it up in this playoffs, and nobody's talking about it. He was unbelievable in the last series against Dallas. He was incredible in that series. Paul George, he had 31 in that game too. It still pisses me off that he doesn't play defense as well as he used to. You know, even in Indiana, OKC, it just seemed like Paul George was a much better defender. Now, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But they won this game, 2-1 series, and Donovan Mitchell's hurt. That's all I got to hear. 2-1 series. 2-1. I really think that LA is in the driver's seat, especially in.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This next game, they could tie up this next game. Who knows how many games it's going to take for Mitchell to be back to 100%, you know? Then again, you know, I just talked earlier about KD proving that he's a dog. Donovan Mitchell, prove that you're a star. This is your series, man. This is it. You go out there and you're hobbled, you're hurt. And you go out there and you beat the Clippers, you know? Even, I mean, just get out of the series. And then maybe you get a little bit of a rest. You won't get much of a rest, especially if Phoenix sweeps Denver. But, you know, you go out there and you beat the Clippers while you're hobbled, and you at least make it to the Western Conference Finals. That's incredible. That's incredible. Donovan Mitchell, I mean, he already put himself on the map in the bubble, but, you know, I'm an outspoken advocate that I don't think bubble basketball was really showcased how good these teams were, because some teams performed well and others didn't. You know, shooting in an open gymnasium and shooting with thousands of people in the stands is a lot different. Some people can step up to the plate, other people can't, you know. But Donovan, this is your chance, dude. This is your chance to go out there and prove something. Rudy Gobert's played amazing in this playoffs as well. I've been on multiple different podcasts other than PSO. But And I've talked a lot of shit on Rudy Gobert. A lot. He got cooked during the regular season by, like, Embiid, Jokic, you know, Bam. It's like, hey, there's a semi-decent center. Rudy Gobert can't defend him. Now it's like Rudy Gobert is doing switches. He's just been incredible. He is a guy that could be a difference maker, and he's a guy that needs to step it up as well. He only had 10 rebounds in this game. Come on. He's a 7-footer. You got to get at least 10 rebounds, but I think he needs to crash the boards a little harder. He's always going to impact the game with his shot blocking and everything else. Utah needs guys to step up and take a little bit of that load off of Donovan Mitchell, especially if he's hurt. This is the worst time for this injury, too. Worst time. I know it's like, hey, they're up 2-1. It doesn't, 2-1 against Kawhi and Paul George. You know, and as much as we talk shit on Ty Lue, he is a NBA championship winning head coach. You know, man. So let me get my prediction. Let's talk about it. I think we're going to have another 7-game series here. I think we got, I think it's going to happen. And I'm going to stick with my gut. I have to, right? I have to stick with Utah. I have to. I'm going to say Utah in 7. But. The Clippers, the only reason I'm doing that is because I already said that Utah was going to win the title. That is the only reason. So, if you want to know what my opinion is right now, I think the Clippers are going to beat them. But I got to stick to my guns, you know. I have to. That's just what I got to do. Okay. We're getting near the end here. Let's go to number 3. Number 3 on my third pump chump. Let's talk a little football, shall we? So, we haven't talked about it yet, but Julio Jones was traded. Superstar wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons was traded to the Tennessee Titans. He is now matched up with A.J. Brown, Ryan Tannehill, and Derrick Henry. He was only traded for a 2nd and 4th round pick. 2nd and a 4th round pick for Julio Jones. Now, here's the defense, you know, why you didn't get that much for Julio. He's 32 years old. I know that's not too old, but with wide receivers, you're getting into the, you know, realm where they just aren't going to perform as well as they used to. Another red flag. He only played 9 games last year. He had a hamstring problem that bothered him the whole year. Last year was the first year since 2013 that Julio did not have 1,000 yards receiving. 1,000 yards. Julio's had 1,000 yards in every season except 3 of his career. 2 were in the first 3 years, and then he just had 1 last season. He also only caught 3 touchdowns. Now he's teamed up with A.J. Brown. Unbelievable wide receiver who can give you 1,000 yards receiving and 10 plus touchdowns. I believe he had 11 touchdowns last season, so very talented. Derrick Henry, I don't even need to talk about him. If you don't think Derrick Henry's a good running back, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. It's just true. The dude's a powerhouse. He's a power back. And I think just with more weapons on this offense, too, he's just going to be better. You know, they're going to be defending the pass a lot more. So, how well is this team going to perform? He added Julio. This is the best case scenario for Julio Jones, in my opinion. Best case. You know why? Because he's not, he probably isn't even the number one. He might be, he's the number two behind AJ, especially with the age gap between the two of them. Which means that he's not going to be the main focus. They have options here. They have a lot of options. This is a great situation for Julio. This is a great situation for any, you know, 30-plus-year-old wide receiver that is still trying to, you know, milk out all the top talent years that they got left. So how is this team going to be successful? It relies on one guy, Ryan Tannehill. Let's talk about Ryan Tannehill, shall we? 2 seasons ago, in 10 games, went 7-3 as a starter. Almost 3,000 yards, 2,700. 22 touchdowns, 6 picks. Last season, in his first full season as the Tennessee Titans starting quarterback, 33 touchdowns, 7 picks, 3,800 yards. And they just added to the offense. This is a guy that beats Tom Brady. They ended the Patriots dynasty, almost. I mean, basically. It all relies on Tannehill. Can Tannehill be that guy this year? I think... Oh, man. I don't even know if I can spit this word out. Or spit these words out. Oh, man. Okay, I'm just going to say it. Don't be surprised if Ryan Tannehill is in the MVP conversation. Oh, Jesus. I feel like somebody just punched me in the chest. Why did I say that? The play action is just going to be... Tannehill loves play action. He's amazing in play action. Now you have another threat. Another threat in Julio. He's still got Derek. He's still got Henry. He's going to be there. And you got A.J. Brown. That's a dark horse in the MVP conversation is Tannehill. Do not be surprised if Ryan Tannehill is in the MVP conversation. Don't be. My last opinion on this. What the fuck is Baltimore doing? The Baltimore Ravens. You're telling me they could not have given up a second and a third round? Maybe upgraded, you know. Maybe even did a first and fifth. Shit, they give up a first-round pick for Julio and a fifth? I would have been fine with it. I would have been like, hey, they spent a little too much. But at least they're trying to add weapons at the wide receiver spot. At least they're trying. Right now, their number one wide receiver is Marquise Brown. Hollywood. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. They did pick up Sammy. They got Sammy Watkins, you know, but how good is Sammy Watkins? He performed on Kansas City, but guess what? I think I could have got, you know, a couple touchdowns if I played for Kansas City. You're playing with, at the time, you had one of the best offensive lines before everybody got hurt. You got Kelsey. You got, you know, I mean, I don't need to go over all the weapons for Kansas City. And you got Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Sammy Watkins is going to look good. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think he's the number one wide receiver at all in the league. At all. So you're telling me Hollywood Brown is your top wide receiver? You know what looks better than Sammy Watkins and Marquise Brown as your 1 and 2 combo? Marquise Brown and Julio Jones. It just does. It looks a lot better. And for everybody that says, hey, you know, they don't even throw the ball. They don't throw the ball at all. Why would they need to pick up Julio Jones? Well, for everybody that says that, that Lamar Jackson isn't a passing quarterback, 2 seasons ago, 3,000 yards. He led the league in touchdowns with 36. He had 6 interceptions. Last year, didn't break the 3,000-yard mark, 2,700 yards, 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. He takes care of the ball pretty well, at least in the interception category. He also is going to rush for, you know, however many yards that he rushes for, which he's back-to-back seasons with 1,000 and back-to-back seasons with 7 rushing touchdowns. You know what adds to that dynamic? Adding a fucking number one wide receiver in the name of Julio Jones. I know I said, what if he falls off? What if this? What if that? You're giving up a second round and a third round pick for a guy that could potentially be be so impactful for not only your quarterback, but your team in general. If Lamar Jackson succeeds, your team succeeds. Without a doubt. Why didn't you do it, Baltimore? Why? 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 Just, it baffles my fucking mind. Baffles me. I just don't get it. I don't understand it all. He was there. He was there for the taking. He came on, he was on, you know, Skip and Shannon. Said he hated his life. Said he wanted to go. I would have gave him a first. He might have got him just for a first. I don't understand. I don't understand at all why you would do that. Or why you wouldn't do that. Lamar Jackson led the league in touchdowns 2 years ago. He can throw the ball. Last season, you know what I saw? I saw a team that looked like they had Tim Tebow as starting quarterback. All right, read option. Read option. Read option. Read option. Read option. Read option. Why? Come on. He can throw the ball. He has a good throw. His arm looks good to me. Will he miss throws? Yes. But you know when he's going to miss more throws? When he throws less. The only way he gets better is by throwing the ball more. That's obvious. And if he gets worse, then you know what you got to do. You got to move on from him. Or you got to adjust accordingly. But after a guy throws 36 touchdowns and leads the league in touchdowns and throws for over 3,000 yards, you're going to not throw the ball anymore? You're going to start running it all the time? Horrible, horrible, horrible on the part of Baltimore. Second and a third pick. You know, maybe a second this year and a second the following year. They would have said yes. You could have got him. You could have got him. Okay. I'm nearing the end here. Let me give you my final thought. My final thought is I am now a Twitch streamer. It's finally happened. Your boy Chasey J, I finally bit the bullet. Everybody told me to start streaming, and guess what? I absolutely love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. And I would love for whoever listens to this podcast to stop by every now and then. Stop by and say hello to me. Follow me at twitch.tv/ChaseyJ. ChaseyJ. Follow me. You know, sometimes I'm drinking, sometimes I'm partying, sometimes we talk. We've went over Socrates. We've went over how to get laid. We're all over the place on my streams. Please, 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 give it a chance. And yeah, I think that about wraps it up. I'm going to start doing these a little more frequently. I really want to do it throughout the playoffs, NBA playoffs as well. I will be on a baseball pod coming up here soon. So be on the lookout for that. I'll plug the socials again. Make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. And thank you guys for listening. As always, thank you for the support. And spread the word.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.